What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 156 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
So it has been a few weeks, almost months. Well, it's been months. But our last podcast, I was in San Diego for Comic-Con.
Right, yes.
Back then in August, it's still September, so we are still not too far away.
Yeah, sure.
We both still lived in Kansas City.
Right.
Now that has changed a little.
That has changed, yes. I moved to Texas to be closer to my family because that's where I'm from. It's been a few days. It's been about a week since I left. And so this is our first, our first podcast from afar. So we're still going to keep doing this. So just use the magic of the internet to do it. So
magic of the internet.
Of the internet. Yes.
I can't believe that 4 years ago when we started this podcast that number one, we'd still be going.
Right.
But number two, now we're multi-states. We are expanding. Yeah,
we are expanding
our brand.
That's right. You said brand at the same time. Look at that.
Right. That's just because we are one.
We are one. That's
we are one. So, but our love of pop culture and entertainment now spans two states.
Exactly. So,
anyway.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about.
So much.
We will recap a little bit of Comic-Con, The Good Place, which premiered this week, season three. We're going to talk about American Horror Story, Apocalypse. Very excited.
Very excited.
Episodes in, and it has a lot of promise.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll talk a little bit about the new movie that opened this week, A Star is Born, which is a remake of the one with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, now starring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we've got some good stuff to talk about. So, I don't know. How are you doing? These will be our weekly catch-up sessions now that I don't live.
So we're starting like 45 minutes late because we were doing a little catch-up.
Right. We were
chatting and give me a tour of your new place
and
all that. It's been a busy week.
Yes.
But I did get a chance to see A Star is Born, got caught up on some TV shows, which I've been falling behind. But American Horror Story, since it premiered, I have been faithfully, we watched the first two episodes together.
Right.
And making sure that it is appointment TV. So I'm watching that, watch Murphy Brown, the new Murphy Brown that has started. It's great. I'm also very excited that my conservative leaning family member, one of them, I'm not going to call this person out, they were also watching Murphy Brown and they enjoyed it.
Oh, look at that.
Murphy Brown is, you know,
she's
not a fan of Donald Trump. Yeah, I will say it is interesting that they brought up Trump in it, saying that Murphy had a date with him. Well, basically Candace Bergen had a date with him.
Did so she really? That's interesting.
Back in the day.
Wow.
So she played it off like Murphy did, and it's pretty funny. And there's a cameo by someone who you will definitely appreciate. Trump did not appreciate, I'm sure, but it was good. It was good. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and 90s when Murphy Brown was around, so popular. I remember the whole controversy with Dan Quayle calling her out, Murphy Brown as a single mom, and what that was saying to America, and just, you know.
I remember watching the show with my parents as a kid, and I only remember bits and pieces, so I was probably too young at the time to know the relevance of much of stuff that was happening, so. Yeah. But I do remember watching it and enjoying it, so I will go back and watch it, so.
It is funny because I think we talked about this maybe now almost 10 years ago when we met in Topeka, I had always said that they needed, because, you know, you saw so many like TV or not TV shows, movies that kept doing remakes. And I was just like, I think TV shows could come, like, because Friends had ended and stuff. And it's just like, they need to just bring it back eventually just to kind of catch up. And so many of these TV shows have been doing that, and it kind of trickled from the movies to now TV shows. And, I mean, it's working. I mean, look at Will and Grace.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Getting at least two. I think they've been renewed for at least two more seasons.
Yeah.
We all know the controversy with Roseanne, now the Conners, that premieres in a couple weeks. I'll be interested to see. And we talked about this. I mean, obviously, I loved Roseanne. I loved the show. The character was Roseanne. I mean, my two favorites were always Jackie and Darlene.
I agree. Jackie was always my absolute favorite. So to me, she made the show. I mean, Roseanne was great back in the day. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see the show without her. But you know what? It's what happens.
It just happens.
Yeah. So.
All right, so let's move on to The Good Place. Did you watch it the night it premiered?
No, I watched it this morning. So I actually forgot it premiered until I saw something on Facebook. And I was like, oh, yes, because I've been moving for the past. I mean, it's all just been a blur. So some of the days have run together. So I was like, oh, man, it did. So I watched it this morning. And I mean, I loved it. I laughed out loud. It's so funny. I mean, just everything. The cast is so good. And the writing is so good. And the show just never gets boring. So I'm really excited to see where season three is going to go.
Well, I remember even after season one, we were talking about how interesting it was, the fact that this is a 30-minute comedy. And almost after each episode, it reinvents itself.
Right. And after each season, too.
Yeah. And how it can continue to do that.
I know.
And I will say, it's not the exact same show that it was that we fell in love with. But it's just different. And you have to realize that it's going to be different. So even if you don't like them being on Earth at this point, not really remembering where they, you know, that they were really good friends and all the experiences they had together, at least we know that it's going to change. It's going to change in the next
couple. It's going to change. Right, exactly. Yes. Yes. And eventually they are going to get their memory back and they're going to remember everything and we'll see. I mean, that's what I'm assuming, but I don't know. It's just such a different kind of show, and it's just so funny. And that cast is what really makes it shine. So, I mean, I can't say enough good things about it. I love the show. Love it. So
from the writing to everything, they've done such a great
job. It is fantastic. So, yeah.
So The Good Place was one of the panels that I was really looking forward to.
Yes.
I sort of camped out a little bit, even with my media badge, at Comic-Con this past July in San Diego. And it was incredible to be standing in line, you know, talking with people. And all of a sudden there's like, everyone starts screaming. Here's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, you know, Jamila and Darcy and Manny and all of them. They were so nice and genuine, and it made me appreciate the show even more and like them even.
Yes. More. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I mean, you showed me some clips, and I mean, I just love Kristen Bell, like in general. But you know, hearing and watching interviews with the cast and Darcy Clayton is phenomenally funny. She's so funny. And Ted Danson and just everybody. And Mike Schur too, the creator. It really helps a show, for me at least, when you watch an interview with the people and they do seem like genuine, you know, unaffected by Hollywood, blah, 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 that sort of thing. But, you know, when they seem like really good people on every top of everything, it really helps me appreciate a show more. So.
And also when you go to other panels at Comic-Con, yes, like Sharknado and Tara Reid. I mean, maybe a future episode, I will play some of that panel. It is unbelievable how dumb.
Let's hope Tara Reid's not listening to this
podcast. Unless she's an amazing actress, and she's not. She's not.
She never has been.
She was awful.
I'm not surprised. I am truly not surprised.
Remember when they came to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Nobody
cares about you. I'm sorry, Tara Reid. Your star was bright about 15 years ago, and it's no longer. Sorry.
It was terrible. Terrible. So anyway, it made me really appreciate when you actually have talented people walking by and talking to fans. And it was incredible. So we are going to play some clips. The first one is pretty good. So Jamila was talking about how her kiss with Manny on the show. Well, let's just let her explain it. It is classic.
Yes.
So
here we go. Listen to this.
Jamila, your kiss with Manny was not your first kiss, but it also wasn't like your billionth kiss, was it?
Manny is my seventh kiss ever in this world. Not just on screen, my first ever on screen kiss, but it's my seventh ever kiss because no one kissed me until I was 21. This is sad. This isn't going to make me come across well, but even though he was contractually obliged to kiss me on camera, I've still counted it in my number.
I cannot believe that. But
I know.
He's her seventh kiss. And she's so funny how she's saying that he was contractually obligated. And she counts it. That is the best.
It's just funny. I don't know. I like her too. She is so funny as Tahini. It's great. So Tahini. I can't remember.
Tahani. But they do a play on words on her name.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Anyway, they were all like, just the teasing and joking, you can tell that they really, really like each other.
Yes, and, yes.
I hope this runs for several more seasons.
I hope so too.
I really do.
So they also played a game of, would you go to the good place
or
the bad place? So we'll take a listen to that, but also what you cannot see when they start asking questions is they actually during the whole panel, there was always good Janet or bad Janet, good Janet or bad Janet. And then they ran out of time for audience questions. So it was very, there was limited time.
Uh-huh.
So what you can't see is they did finally open it up to a couple people and there was twins.
Uh-huh.
One was a good Janet and one was a bad
Janet. One was bad Janet. It was so good. It was so good.
So you'll hear them kind of laugh about that. So take a listen to whether or not you'd be going to the good place or bad place.
Janet, bad Janet.
What?
Next question.
So, The Good Place. Highly recommend it if you've not watched it. Binge it. I have I've recommended it to our friend Dustin.
Oh, good.
Looking for something different than all of the death and destruction and all that on TV. So
I recommended it to my cousin too because she's a big fan of Parks and Rec, and I said this is the same guy who did Parks and Rec. And So I don't know if she's watched it yet, but I'm trying to get her to, and my sister as well. So I'm telling everybody about this show. So because they need to watch it. It is it is a gem on broadcast TV right now. So,
all right. So the next episode of The Good Place, it airs Thursday nights at 7:30 on NBC.
Yep. So there we go.
Okay. So another show that we were really looking forward to
was
the new season of American Horror Story.
Yes. And it's been, what, a few weeks now since it started? So bear in mind, spoiler alerts, if you guys haven't watched it, we are going to talk about the latest episode and talk about what happened. So I just want to give you fair warning.
Yeah, just skip over this.
Yeah, skip
over this. I will say we were talking a lot about it before it premiered because the first three seasons of American Horror Story were definitely our favorites.
Absolutely.
And I remember we had such high hopes for Freak Show, which was season four.
Uh-huh.
And it started out strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Just got really, really weak.
Yeah.
Made some terrible decisions.
Yes, terrible decisions. Agreed.
So that's really been the last season that I have fully watched.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I gave up on that one and then I didn't watch Hotel. I kind of gave up on Colt, but I did watch Roanoke and I didn't hate Roanoke. So I did like that one because it was a lot different than some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. But this one I think by far is so far the strongest one since probably Coven. So for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, and Murder House and Coven were again.
Yeah. Agreed. I think are the top two at this point. So the fact that they're combining them is so great.
And the fact that the new characters, I mean, you have Joan Collins.
I know. Who is great.
Who is fantastic. Leslie Grossman, Billy Eichner.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the get-go, it was a great way to start the season through where the apocalypse started. And it's kind of scary how realistic I think they were in portraying what it would look like right now if it happened and we all got these notifications.
Yes.
Because of what happened in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I agree. That first episode in the first, I don't know, whenever the apocalypse actually happened. Yeah, it is. It is a little scary because it's like, that's probably how it would happen in this day and age. So, yeah.
So I will say again, Kitty mentioned spoiler alerts. We will be talking about spoilers. So the one thing that it's taken a while to get to.
Yeah.
Is the witches.
I mean, it has only been three episodes, so they did get to them in three episodes. It was built up.
I will say after two episodes, I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Right.
Outpost.
Right. Like
I've hit its confined space. Yeah. I'm ready to move on to a new location.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't look like we're going to get there next episode.
Probably not. We'll figure that out, but
at least there's movement.
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about some of the characters. Michael Landon, spoiler if you guys haven't, but he is the Antichrist, as they say, or they've predicted, and he is the son of Connie Britton's character in Murder House and Evan Peters' spirit, Leather Man, Rubber Man. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If you saw the first season, you know what I mean.
the weirdest part of season two or episode two was when Rubber Man was giving it to Peter's character.
Right.
It was so weird.
Yeah, there were a lot of things on Twitter like, is Evan Peters Evan Peters
literally banging himself.
Right. Yeah, and you know, yeah. So they bring back Rubber Man for this. We don't know who it is.
The hell is Rubber Man in the outpost?
I think it's just a creation of Michael. I think it's Michael's doing it to. I don't know. You know, he's trying to find out the darkest, deepest secrets of people or whatever. And it's just, I think it's really just Michael messing with them.
But
I don't think it's him physically. I think he manifests the Rubber Man.
But did Rubber Man show up in episode one?
Was it episode one? I don't think so. I think it was episode two.
Okay.
So whenever then, Michael showed up, that's when it like was.
Okay. He showed up at the end of episode one.
Yeah, but when we finally got to see and hear from him.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
He's good. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor. Yeah, I really like him. Yeah, he's doing really good stuff. And then like, I mean, Kathy Bates and Sarah Paulson's this other character. What's her name? I forget.
Oh, for something. Yeah.
But you know, they're part of the cooperative, but they're going rogue. And like, apparently Kathy Bates is a robot with the memories of Michael Landon's friend. Mm-hmm. It's very strange. She's been programmed to protect the cooperation. It's all very good. I do think it's pretty smart that they killed Sarah Paulson's new character right before they bring in Sarah Paulson as Cordelia.
Yeah. So, now, yeah. I am interested to see if that's how it's going to be throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I wonder.
Because, I mean,
Cordelia's
there right now, and we know that Sarah Paulson is playing other characters.
Yes, but I think she's going to play the psychic she did in Murder House, but I bet that's going to be a flashback. Is my prediction, because that's when Jessica Lange is supposed to make an appearance, and I think it's probably a flashback too. I think
it has to be, since
right
has been
right screened. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I think what's interesting is Mallory, played by Billy Lord.
Yes.
Who is Mallory?
Right. Who is Mallory? Who is Mallory? And then apparently Leslie Grossman's character and Adina Porter's character, is that who was? They're all apparently witches, because at the end of the last episode, they all eat these poison apples and they all die, but then the witches show up and they bring them back to life. And I love seeing Cordelia as the Supreme, like really getting to see her do her Supreme stuff. And Emma Roberts is back, and Frances Conroy is back as their witches. So I'm assuming she brought them back because she is the Supreme. So yeah, that was really exciting to see that. But it'll be interesting to see who Billy Lord's character is, because she doesn't know, but apparently she has some powers, because
and even Michael was scared.
Right. Right. Even Michael was like, and it sounds like Michael thought he destroyed all the witches. So I'm assuming they're coming to, you know, save the world, or, you know, or at least destroy him. So
there was some theory I read about how Mallory could be an archangel.
No.
That's, you know, split between Michael and the witches. So, because, and you know, there's also theories that that's Jessica Lange's character. Because like Madison's relationship, like she had a terrible relationship with Jessica Lange's character, but Cordelia is the Supreme. So I don't know. And I don't know. It's interesting. I'm just happy that Billy Lord has a larger role.
Me too. I'm really happy about that she gets a larger role, and she's kind of going to be, I'm assuming she's coming the central character in a lot of this, because apparently her abilities and who she is. So I like that too. Yeah. I'm excited for that.
No, I think it's great. It's off to a really strong start.
I agree.
Hope it keeps up.
Yes.
But yeah, it will be interesting to see where they go with this, and more witches. We need more
witches, more powers. I do love Evan Peters, as this gay hairdresser. I really enjoyed him. So his character is now dead. We'll see if he comes back as that, but I think he is going to be appearing as probably Tate in the first one, and then his character from Coven as well, I bet. So yeah, anyway, I really enjoy Evan Peters a lot. So
I wonder where Billy Eichner's character is gone now too.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I really like Billy Eichner too. He's good in this. He just shows up and kills her. It was really great. So yeah.
Excellent. All right. So Coven is on FX on Wednesday nights.
Yes. So we'll be talking about it more. So exactly. I can't wait for it to see how it all ends. So
All right.
Yeah.
So the movie I got to screen this week is A Star Is Born. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Andrew Dice Clay.
I know. I feel like most people who are young nowadays do not know who Andrew Dice Clay is, but he was very big 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So
very rude, very.
Right.
Yeah. He was, yeah, pretty awful. I did not recognize him. He plays Lady Gaga's dad in this, and he is really good.
Well, well.
So, really, out of this movie, A Star is Born will be Andrew Dice Clay. I mean, really. Seriously.
So, this is a remake of the original from the 70s with Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, which is a classic film. So tell me your thoughts about this one.
It's really good. It's very good. You know, everyone's already calling this the Oscar movie to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would go that far necessarily.
I bet it's going to get nominated just because of how film it is, for sure. Yeah.
It will definitely get nominated. Yeah. They made some pretty smart choices in how they changed it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga is discovered and this is within the first few minutes of the film, so this really isn't any spoilers. She's discovered in a gay bar. A lot of her friends, I mean, this is Lady Gaga, so they are building this movie around Lady Gaga. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
Bradley Cooper stumbles into this gay bar and she ends up performing. It's this whole thing. It's really good. The way they introduced her, the way they connected, and the whirlwind that begins the next hour of the movie.
How is her acting? That's what I'm curious about.
It's really good.
Is it good? That's great. That's good because
it's really good. And here's the thing, she's playing Lady Gaga.
Well, that's true. That's
or
true.
Not. She's not playing her alter ego. She's actually playing herself.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right.
Gotta, you know, yeah.
Right.
She's playing herself.
I've seen her in some American Horror Story stuff, and I wasn't always impressed with her acting. Right. But, you know, she had.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So she's had some time. So.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And the supporting cast is very strong. Sam Elliott is also. That, and it's interesting because Bradley Cooper, so before I even realized Sam Elliott was in it, I kept thinking, God, Bradley Cooper, his voice sounds like Sam Elliott. And that's actually an element of the movie because Sam Elliott plays his brother who wanted to be a star. Bradley Cooper is a younger brother, imitated his older brother, and then it just became his persona.
Got it. Okay.
So, but I will say there are times when it's hard to understand what Bradley Cooper is saying in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this movie is – and he it's directed by Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so – He made some smart moves, and I think this will not be the last movie we see him direct.
How is the music? Because, I mean, that's a big part of this film.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very good. The first time that he pulls her on stage to sing, I bought most of it. Most of it. But that first moment, it kind of gives you chills a little bit. Like she's so authentic and it's very real. And, but then it's like someone who's sort of shy, but yet, I mean, she's on stage in front of thousands of people. Like, it's like, oof. But then they kind of explain it a little bit and it did make sense after the fact. It's just the authentic parts. Sometimes you're like, oh, this is really good. And like, oh, wait a second. Is this, you know, because it's set in reality. There's no, and then it's set in these times where, you know, you go viral or the stars are kind of in charge of how fans see them. And they talk about that a little bit. And then what happens when, you know, what happens when she gets so popular.
Got it.
And how it affects the relationship and the things that his character, Jackson, is struggling with. And it is a very, very good movie. Very good. And the music is great.
Good.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've heard a lot of good things, and so, and I do want to see it because I think I'll love it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Great. And it's also nice that this is a good drama. There's a lot of humor in it, but there's a lot of heartbreak as well. So, it's definitely worth it. And I will say, my husband went with me. He did not realize it was a remake.
Well, that's not surprising. That's but your husband's.
I know. Well, that's true. But I will say, this generation, they don't see it as a remake. They won't see it as a remake. So.
Yeah, I getcha. Yeah.
Very strong. And the chemistry between Gaga and Bradley Cooper is great.
Oh, okay. Good.
So, yeah. Highly recommend it. So.
All right. Awesome.
All right.
I think that's it. Right? Yeah. So, we got... I think
you need to catch up. You need to watch Ozark.
I know.
That is your homework. You also, though, you watched Manic. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I watched Manic on Netflix, starring Jonah Hill and Emma Stone, also produced by Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. You know what? Overall, I really liked it. It's definitely weird. And you're going to have to stick with it. Especially for the first, because you have no idea what's going on. No idea. And then they eventually start explaining things. And it's just, you just have to remember a lot of it is like dream state. There's a lot of dream stuff going on. So it's a little weird. But again, it the characters are great. I mean, Emma and Jonah are great. Justin Theroux's also in this, and he's weird in it, and he's good. And Sally Field's in it. She's great.
She's in it?
Yeah, she's in it. Yeah. So again, I think overall it's really good. Again, it's very weird. It's very stylized. They went with a very interesting style. It's very 90s, some of the stuff.
Okay.
Like they have like a lot of old computers, even though it's semi in the future, but it just is. I think that was just the style they were going for, the look they were going for. But overall, I mean, again, it I highly recommend it. You just got to stick with it. The first few episodes are weird as hell. You're confused, but it pays off. So
are they hour long?
Yeah, they're about 45 minutes, 40 to 45 minutes for the most part. There are a couple episodes that are only about 30 minutes, which I appreciate, you know, in these dramas where they're only as long as they need to be. I really like that. But yeah, so it's 10 episodes and you can binge it right now. So I do recommend that for sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. It is definitely on my list.
Yes.
As well. So, all right. Well, you guys know you can always reach out to us. We'd love to include you in on the conversation. Just go ahead and head over to our Facebook page, or you can email us, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Yes, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at agalandagay. You can email us agalandagay@gmail.com. We also have a website, galandagaypodcast.com. You can reach out to us through there too. So yeah. Yeah. So look for more of these to come. So
excellent.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Okay. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. From Kansas City, I'm Mick.
And from Texas, I am Kat. See you later. Bye.